Hey everybody, welcome to the second episode of the Supercarcast. In this episode we talk a little bit about Radwood and our recent trip there. We go over some of our recent project car updates and then round it all out with our cars of the decade. Heard some of it before, some of it's new, but you know, we're still getting into the swing of things, so give it a listen and let us know what you think. Thanks. All right everybody, welcome to the second episode of the Supercarcast. Bit of a delay in between recording, but we're here. My name's Oliver, and with me are my fellow co-hosts.
This is Nick.
Miata man, Hammond.
You even say the last name wrong.
Oh, goodness. Well, we're not off to a good start. As you can see, we're fantastic friends.
Then we have Andre Kornikovichev.
Close enough.
Gorbachev?
Yes.
Gorbachev. Take down the pants.
And I am Drew Billings.
You actually, so this time you actually gave your name. Last time I listened to it, and you just said
myself.
Oh,
man, you ruined it. You were supposed to not say your name the whole time.
We did a full episode without your name on it.
Oh, that's fine.
Right, in the credits, I listed you as myself, so.
Drew Boomer Billings.
Yeah.
Boom, bitches.
So it's been, what, I'd say 2-3 weeks since we recorded last?
Yeah, I think about three.
I'd say a lot has happened. Some people have won some awards. Some people have lost some motors. It's been a busy couple weeks. Well, I don't even know where to start. Maybe let's talk about Radwood, because that's pretty fresh in everyone's mind.
All in on Radwood.
So unfortunately, Drew's the only one here who wasn't able to go. So
loser.
But you followed along, right?
Yeah, it seems like a good time.
Yeah. For those who don't know, which I believe everyone who would be listening would know, Radwood is a, 80s and 90s themed car show.
Yep.
Kind of taking our favorite crappy cars and making them...
The stars of the show.
The stars of the show. And we went again. This is, our third year? Oh, my goodness. It doesn't feel like it. But, and we brought a couple cars.
Whose car was in the most pictures that you found online?
Nick's.
Which is...
The 4Runner.
Really?
The funniest thing. It's the 4Runner, which wasn't supposed to go, went.
You want to talk about that? Why you brought your... What year is it?
It's a 96 4Runner.
Yeah. So why'd that go and what was supposed to go?
The Miata was supposed to go. Like a fine wine that aged terribly was my comments that the Miata ran. So that never actually made it. It went to tuning. Injector failed. Wasn't able to make it out there. So went ahead and took the 4Runner, fixed the trans mount, and drove out there, where we found out, thanks to Andre, that the speed of the 4Runner is dramatically higher than what I think the tach says.
Yeah, because it was reading, allegedly, 70 miles an hour?
75.
And we were doing,
90? 85, 90 the
and
whole time?
At one point, you had, 90 indicated?
Yeah, 92, we reached up on it, so we were cooking at a moment.
And it lifted, and again, this is all allegedly in Mexico, but, you know.
So we took it out, 96 4Runner, nice two-wheel drive, four-cylinder baby that's sparkly white and some fake lights on the front of it. I mean, they're real lights, but they weren't wired up.
Mm-hmm.
Went out there dressed as the Jamaican bobsled team, and I think it ended up being in the most photos because of that, and also because it was so tall and everything that kept parking next to it wanted.
I was going to say, that helped a lot.
It was just because it was so tall that... It ended up being a lot of photos and everything that kept parking next to it, pretty nice E36s. It's really clean Lexus LS400 next to it.
Where was Radwood at this year?
Oak Canyon Park? Is that what it was called?
Yep, Oak Canyon.
So it's a park out in Southern California. Actually, it was pretty cool. I was skeptical on that venue. I don't know how you guys felt about it.
I think everybody was a little bit skeptical at first because you're looking at it, it's out in the middle of nowhere, and then...
Also, the photos of it online.
The pictures looked so lackluster.
When you're actually there, it's interesting because, you pull in, it's like a big bowl, I guess. Yeah. There's, mountains all around it. And then there are, two halves of the park around this lake, and all the cars were parking around that. And it was pretty cool. It was, it was a nice backdrop to it, and especially with all the fog in the mountains and everything.
What was, for someone who wasn't there, what was each of you guys' favorite car you saw there?
Oh, goodness. Andre, why don't you start?
Ooh.
What's the oh, goodness?
There's a lot of cool shit there.
LS400.
Oh, neat.
Hey, actually, can we bring up before we go to the out of obviously we can talk about Nick won an award and the 4Runner got a lot of attention.
Wait, Nick won an award?
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't been in group chat.
Great, I'm so glad we're prepared for this.
I tried going over this, guys.
Andre did get one accolade because he brought his LS400.
He did.
Matt Farah, like, geeked out over Andre's LS400.
But I wasn't even there to see it.
Because I dragged him to look at an E36. I'm so sorry.
But I saw it's
two
it
times
great.
BMWs.
What was that, like a 328i you guys went and looked at?
Yes, actually.
Was it red on style 5s?
No, it was white on white.
On style 5s?
But yeah, no, I mean, like, Matt Farah liked your LS400. That's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That was really cool.
So, I mean, like, you got that going for you.
I liked it.
That's about all I got.
It made a video.
Everyone who walked by that thing.
For like half a second.
Got a screenshot of it.
Also, everyone who walked by your LS400, which we should say, we didn't actually say, Andre brought his, 98 LS400 with, is that 70,000 miles, 80,000?
I think I'm up to 82
now.
Oh
my goodness.
Or no, I'm like, maybe 82, 83.
Yeah, it's super low miles, super clean.
He uses it to pick up all the grannies.
But, right. No, that being said, like, there might have not been a lot of photos you've seen yet, but there was a lot of photos being taken of it. It's right. Just
picking through everything.
Finding the profiles. I've been combing over the Radwood tag for last couple weeks, mm-hmm. trying to find stuff. So it's just getting there, getting it posted. If people use the right tag, some of them did, some of them tagged the location, some didn't.
Mm-hmm. So wait, did you guys like have a favorite car there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I come back. I don't know.
LS400.
Okay, I'll start.
The other LS400 that was there was super clean.
The one with like even less miles than yours.
Yeah, the more clean one than mine.
The one that actually made Matt Farah's Instagram feed.
Well, I'm gonna go jump in traffic now.
I'm sorry. Well,
can we record that for some content for our YouTube page?
My favorite car by far was this little Honda City Turbo with the Moto Compo in the trunk. I love that car. It is so cool.
Was that the one that we saw at Japanese Classic Car Show?
I don't know if it was the same one, to be honest. Mm. It might have been, but...
What are the chances there's...
Right, there aren't a lot of them kicking around, so I mean, it could be... It was also gray, so... I mean,
and in California.
Yeah. But, like, it had the Moto Compo in the back and everything like that. It was super clean, and he had it on, like, little 10-inch Advin wheels, and I don't know. It had, like, turbo fans on it and everything, so... I really, really like that car. That one stood out to me as like the coolest thing there. And it won best Honda because Honda and Acura sponsored the show. So, but it was funny, they had like PR reps there and the PR reps clearly knew nothing about cars. And they're like, oh, this little city, you don't see them anymore. Like, you just don't see them driving around here. I'm like, you never saw them in the first place because they were never sold here.
Nope.
So, yeah, no, that was cool. Nick, how about you?
I'm trying to pull up the exact name because I'm going to call it a VW Rabbit or a Golf, but it was the Dodge version of it, the gold one.
Oh, like what, Omni?
Oh, yeah. That directly.
GLS or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that directly in front of us. I kept looking at that thing multiple times. Super clean, really well done. And then also I found out after the fact that other Rabbit that was, or Golf that was in the back that was super clean, completely stock.
Oh, the 42-mile one?
Yeah, 42 miles or something on it.
Someone brought that Cabriolet.
Yeah.
The little Volkswagen Cabriolet that was super clean had 42 miles.
Did they trailer it there?
Yeah, the trailer it. But like...
Flip a switch, turn off the tech.
The story is, I guess like a dealership bought it and then stuck it on their showroom floor and then it just sat there for like years and years and years and then this guy bought it and like all of the bolts were still like zinc plated, like all of the like grease and stuff. Yeah. It was pretty wild, but
yeah, no, that was probably one of my favorite as well. It's again, they're so tough because you see wild things like the Garage Weld E36. Sorry, that's awesome. Right. It's clean, done super well. S54 swapped, fantastic there. Man, I get it for sure. All the Mercedes that came out. Can we just take a moment and like,
there was
a lot of Mercedes out there. Really cool to see that kind of come together.
Should have taken the 400 SEL then.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah, that would have been super dope.
Or given it to one of us to take.
I really don't want to sell that thing. But
I should have taken it because I had an auto entry that I couldn't use. Because
my God.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, the thing's so like plush too when you drive it and so comfortable.
I know, I drove it for a while. Yeah, also, hey, look, so with that Dodge that you mentioned, Nick. Yeah. This is total side tangent, but Andre, you remember when we went to go look at that Volvo and that dude had like the 500 horsepower Dodge the little Volkswagen Dodge thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the trailer park.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I'm trying to pull one out for you. But for lack of better words, anybody else like listening, a Dodge Omni, I think it is. Just lack of better words, it's a Volkswagen Rabbit, like a Mark One Rabbit. And it just happens to have Dodge, like Plymouth badging on it.
Yeah. And it was, I think it was turbo from the factory.
Yep.
Yeah.
Andre and I went to go look at a Volvo. This is what, like 2-3 years ago. And it was in a trailer.
What kind of Volvo?
Like a 240. 240. Yeah. Like a I think it was a wagon.
Yeah, it was a wagon.
No, a Volvo. So we pull up and this is a trailer park and like the Volvo's and whatever, but this dude has one of these little, like one, these are rare. You never see them to begin with. It was this little Dodge hatchback and it's got slicks and like a intercooler sticking out the front, like 3 feet out the front.
Huh.
And he said what, it made like 500 wheel.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, it was just the weirdest thing to run across in some random Mesa trailer park.
Hey guys, we'll post a photo of this Dodge Omni as well on our Instagram account. So
sure, we do have one now. We just haven't started using it yet.
Yeah, if you want to follow us at
Supercarcast. Yeah, I do need to get on that, but we'll start posting what we talk about on that page. I think that makes sense. Yeah, so I don't know. Those things are really cool, but you never see them.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of why it was cool to me. Because you always see like a Rabbit or a Golf, not really actually Mark 1s or Mark 2s anymore, because they're all, especially here in Arizona, not really existent. But, no, it's cool. Dodge Omni, big fan.
Why is that? Why aren't they?
They didn't make a lot of them to begin with.
And then, as far as things were concerned here, Volkswagen, I just didn't think took off as much. It came from air-cooled, which in Arizona doesn't do so hot. In the summertime.
No, it does too hot.
Yeah, way too hot.
So, zing.
Yeah, so that was cool. I liked the DeLorean lineup. Yeah. Which again, I know Andre's not a fan, but they had like six DeLoreans there, and one of them was on like Dayton wire wheels, like like low rider wheels. It's the weirdest thing. I've never seen anything like it.
So like funny tangent about that is I used to do live sound a lot, and I've probably done like 1,000 gigs. But the weirdest festivals, there's like an Arizona DeLorean group, and they would just come out to the weirdest things, like Highland Festival. And all of a sudden, there'd be 10 Mini Coopers, like the OG ones.
Right, right.
And then like 7 DeLoreans. Yeah. And then there's one running around that's actually like a Back to the Future clone.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was cool.
I actually knew the guy that owns one of those in the valley.
I feel like 50% of all DeLoreans are Back to the Future clones now.
Yeah. Like, but it's just weird because it's like a Highland Irish festival and they'd be there, or like a Japanese festival and they'd like show up and, you know.
So what's funny is none of the DeLoreans at Radwood were Back to the Future clones.
Yeah.
But on the drive back to our Airbnb after Radwood, you remember that? We saw a Back to the Future clone driving the other way on the freeway.
Oh, no. We took a different route than you guys.
Oh, no, I was with you. We saw it.
Did we see it?
Yeah, yeah. I pointed out you might have filtered it out because you don't like DeLoreans.
I probably filtered it out.
But, like, just completely, like, it wasn't at the show. We just happened to see another DeLorean out on the road that day, and it was a Back to the Future clone. So, yeah, I don't know. They're cool.
Aren't they manufacturing those again or trying to? Attempting to?
Yeah.
Oh, like DeLorean?
Yeah. So there is a DMC. Ooh. It's in Texas, and they have enough spare parts and chassis that they'll build you a 0 mile DeLorean, so you can get like a 2019 DeLorean, but it's like basically a kit car in terms of its titling.
So how much do those cost?
They're a lot, and I feel like not many of them have been built, but yeah.
Those come in manual, or are they all automatic?
I think they're all auto.
It was the future.
What a garbage car.
I think they were PDKs.
That's early PDK.
Early PDK.
We took inspiration from Mercedes-Benz because of the gull wings and everything. It's all automatic, you know. Rear engine because, you know, Porsche, I guess. I don't know. Andre, what was your favorite Radwood car?
As far as Radwood, like, in the spirit of Radwood, that Ford Contour.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a 99 or 98 Ford Contour SVT, was it? Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are those like the rounder ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like
it's like a baby Taurus. Yeah.
I absolutely love those things. And this I hate thing. American cars. They get me going. And
Contours had, like, are European.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's Ford.
Right, but it was... Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
That was like Monteo or whatever they called them.
Mondeo, yeah.
It had like the window sticker in it. It was super clean, the old super Mac original. Yeah, like that was pretty cool. I guess that one's kind of an enthusiast car.
I mean, it definitely is.
Yeah,
they had Recaros and a manual transmission.
That's true.
And 6-speed manual transmission, I mm-hmm. believe.
Yeah,
and I don't know how much horsepower that. I think it only made like 200 horsepower. But a bit, apparently those were like
98. I mean,
that's pretty good, given my Fiesta ST only makes 200 horsepower.
Yeah, so, but they were like built to compete with M3.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they ran Super Touring, so they were direct competitors to the E36, at least in the racing series. Obviously not in terms of street cars, but
yeah, I mean, way better than E36.
I agree.
Interior and the door panels held together way better.
And we'll also post pictures of this on our Instagram.
If we can find any photos. I don't think I took. Maybe Andre took some.
What's the name of it again? Or Ford what?
The only picture I took was the
Ford
other.
Contour SVT. Yeah.
Was of the other LS400.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie.
195 for wow. your horsepower.
That's crazy. So 20 years later, the Fiesta ST comes out and had 5 more horsepower. With a turbo on it.
And in 99, the BMW 328i was 193.
Mm. Were those real drive? Huh.
No, the front.
I was wrong. 5-speed. Manual. I thought it was a 6.
Either way, cool car.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good find. Anyway, we had a good time. Nick won an award for his sheer dedication. He won Redwood's Best Dressed. Could you please describe what you were wearing the entire day?
Lots of spandex, baby.
Too much spandex, some would say.
Yep. My ass still looked better than most.
I wasn't there. Did you pack the sausage area?
I definitely had to acquire a cup for the situation because otherwise it was straight up moose knuckles we were about to have.
So. I wasn't expecting a moose
family
knuckle.
Friendly.
I was expecting like a baseball bat or a
trouser snake. You're good to go. It's a
yikes.
So.
Johnsonville brat.
So, yes, ended up winning, dressed as Cool Runnings, ended up finding the helmet on eBay. Had a full-on spandex suit, track spikes, everything else. By the way, I ended up taking the shoe off driving partway there because the shoe stuck into the gas pedal outside the Airbnb. And Dylan's like, are we okay? I'm like, sure. Did that. But we all went hard in the paint. And so I got to give just full props to everybody in the group about wearing the Andre somehow in a white suit around mud. And didn't get dirty. I still don't know how that happens.
We were in like just like a mud pit essentially, because you know Southern California, it's been raining for like 2 weeks straight, and this was a grass field, and somehow Andre wore a full white linen suit and didn't get just destroyed.
The bottom of the pants were a little,
what are they?
They were a little dirty.
Very little though. But then Oliver, you rocked the full MTV setup. Mm-hmm. Get up going on. We had Dylan in a race outfit. So it was good. I mean, the dedication on the suit was a pain, only because I really couldn't use the restroom or drink beverages or like
right
function. Also freezing because it was like a Halloween costume, thin material.
Yeah.
So it was,
but here's the thing. And Drew, you weren't there, but I hopefully they'll back me up. Nick was a one man like spectacle. Like everyone was like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like people wanted photos with him. People were just taking photos of him.
I kept yelling.
When I saw the pictures, I didn't actually realize it was Nick first. I'm like, wow, that's yeah. all in, dude. That's yeah. all in.
So the best part, because as well, like always had a helmet on the whole time. So as I sent you a post recently about dressing up, somebody just commented, yeah. The Cool Runnings guy from SoCal. And I was like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, no, you definitely were noticed big time.
Yeah, so we're going to see how we're going to top that up for next year. The guys had some good ideas. We'll keep under wraps. It's going to require, I think, Kristen to come with.
There you go. That'll be fun.
So we'll be doing that. But no, it was pretty epic. I think altogether, though, there's a few people that dress up every year that you start to recognize again and again that are pretty fantastic. I think there's a couple that do 5 series that come out there and like they dressed up as the Richard Gere movie. I'm blanking on Pretty Women. They did that this time. So they show up all the time, but I think we killed it. And that venue is going to be really rad if they do it again and it's sunny outside, because right. there also was so much trees for coverage as well, and places that like you could go ahead and hang out and eat under a tree or whatever, and you would have still been in shade versus burning up. So I think super cool location. Also, the kind of funny part was no service. So no cell service.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little interesting.
I kind of liked it.
I did not. And I mean, maybe
that's stick with the theme.
I know. That's so, like, that was some people saying, like, oh, it was very, like, got into the spirit of things. But I found it annoying from one perspective, because we would, like, see a car and we'd try to look up something about it, like, to settle an argument or just learn about it, and you just straight up couldn't. And then you forget about it. Like, I don't know how many things we talked about, and I'm like, oh, we'll look that up later, and we just never did.
Never did.
I get it, you know, whatever, live in the moment. But also, I like having access to infinite information at all times.
All the knowledge of humanity.
Right. Just about shitbox cars, you know?
Apparently there was Wi-Fi up in an area.
No, it was just for the vendors.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, so that's how, like, they were running all, you know, like, when we went to the food truck. It's because they had Wi-Fi.
Or when Andre threw money down.
Oh, yeah. So, Andre's...
Let's tell that story.
Andre's dressed as, like, a Miami, just drug dealer kingpin, right?
Just, I don't know the guy's name, but from Miami Vice.
Yeah.
The like, white suit, pink shirt.
Yeah.
Like, 80s, you know?
Right. I mean, he looks wealthy. He showed up in a Lexus. And we're not there 15 minutes. We go to the merch booth because we all got, like, t-shirts and whatnot. And they couldn't run Nick's card because they hadn't set up the Wi-Fi yet. And so they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And finally, Andre's like, I don't have time for this. And just, like, slammed a stack of cash down. He's like, here, I'll pay for your shirt. Get out of my way. It was so in character. It was the best thing.
Then I cleaned his wheels as he stood there. it was pretty hilarious. And hopefully the venue, we it's that one again. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully next year.
I felt so bad after I did that, though. I left my Monster can up on the merch booth, like, counter. And then, like...
Left?
And then left, yeah. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I was like, oh, man, I left that. I felt bad, but...
It was so in character, though.
Too late for that.
Right. I paid for him. I got him out of the way. You pick up my trash. I'm out. I loved it. It was fantastic. It was a good time. Drew, are you going to come with us next year?
Hopefully.
You came with us
last year
before. Yeah. The year I didn't go.
Right. So we can't have Drew and Nick at the same time.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Nope.
So who are we getting next year?
I'll still be broken.
I mean, Nick won an award, so as far as value goes, I mean...
My costume last year was on point.
Well, but you didn't win an award.
Mr. Billings.
Did they even have awards?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
We also didn't stay long enough.
Yeah, so I probably won awards.
No,
so
you know, because they would have let you know.
They let you know early.
They let Nick know several times, hey, don't leave. Hang out.
I can't promise you anything, but
wink, wink, don't leave.
Yeah.
Nudge, nudge.
It was like every single organizer there. Yeah. And it was pretty fantastic. So
I do have to say, yeah, they were super cool about it too, because when you got it, they handed me this trophy, and then I walked to the side of the stage and, like, it broke. That's not really your trophy. But, like, went above and beyond, like, just got a call.
He should have just ran with it and been like, fuck it.
I was in spikes. There was
Nick
no
was the raddest car.
But no, they went above and beyond and were like, just go to the merch booth and get, like, ended up getting a hat and, like, a shirt. So they just went above and beyond to try to, like, make up for it when they didn't even have to. So it was cool, nice of them.
Are they actually going to send you anything, though?
We'll find out.
Yeah. No one contacted you?
Not yet.
10% discount code.
Yeah, we'll see. It'd be cool to have the trophy, though, because, like...
I would. I definitely would just put it up in my desk.
Well, you can put it up on your car next year.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a flex. You know how, like, some people have those car club plaques and stuff like that? You just have Raddus dress, like, on your Miata roll bar.
Do they have, like, group costume? Like, best group costume or no?
No, it's just Raddus dressed.
But I feel like if we all showed up as Cool Runnings...
Yeah.
We all would have won.
But see, someone else might figure that out, and then we'll just show up as a Jamaican bobsled convention. Like, it's, like,
I'm not saying next year. I'm saying, like, if we did...
Oh, yeah.
If we did... do that, I feel like we all would have won.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I don't have that much more commitment, though. I'm sorry. I don't think I could pull that off. You look so cold.
Yeah, the cup was helping to hide that.
Right. You looked very cold.
It was.
Because, like, I was cold all day.
But also,
baby
it was
sausages.
Like, also, it was raining. Like, most of the time, it's hot and sunny, so it would have been fine.
Yeah.
No, we can figure something out as a group.
Fine, you're just not dedicated to the team.
I'm not. Although, I did step it up this year.
You stepped it up, and then got nauseous, and then he stepped it up.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I got accused for not participating in prior years, so I stepped it up, and I went all out. I ruined those shoes in, like, 30 seconds, because I stepped in a big pile of mud.
Yeah, I'm really glad. These shoes actually washed out pretty good. I just threw them in the washing machine, but I'm really glad I didn't wear like actual suede dress shoes that I had.
Yeah, those would have been trash.
They would have been so trash.
Yeah, those Vans I had suede on them. Done.
Yeah, gone.
So, oh, well, it happens. I didn't pay anything for those Vans, so I guess that's nice.
That's a win.
Yeah. All right, well, so until next Radwood, I guess, because we're not going to any other ones. Like, we only go to LA, so.
Yeah, the only one that would have been close enough would have been Vegas, but I don't think we go to that one. LA is kind of a good December ritual. Like, hopefully it lines up a little bit more with the LA Auto Show.
Yeah, that sucked. I kind of, because every year we've gone prior, it was like the LA Auto Show was going on, Hoonigan's got something going on, they're all different days. And like this time, anything cool that was happening was same day as Radwood.
Yeah, we hammered out last year going to Magnus Walker.
Oh my God. We went the same day.
That was such a great trip.
We went to the Hoonigan Garage. We went to Magnus Walker's personal garage. We went to the LA Auto Show, and then the next day we went to Radwood.
Yeah. Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Like, you couldn't get any more packed in. Although we went to the Fast and Furious locations, like the filming locations this time
around. That was cool, yeah.
That was kind of fun. Bob's Market in the house. So
I imagine living in that house has to just suck.
That's on them. They knew what they were getting into.
Did they? They're just like, oh, wow, this house seems like a steal.
I think it's the same owner, sir. Anyway, there's there's signs up that say, like, this is a private driveway, don't park. The problem is people are idiots, and so those park in the driveway anyways. But,
right.
And then over at Bob's Market.
Did you guys pop some Coronas there?
I bought a pack of Coronas, but no one drank any, so.
Oh, man.
No, we did.
Did someone? Okay, yeah. I didn't even have one, because I gave up. It's like, okay. We got some Coronas there, and we took a photo of the 4Runner.
In front of Bob's Market in the rain.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Fun. I want to go back when I actually bring my own car because I didn't get to bring my E36, which, hey, you guys want to talk project cars?
Yes, we
I'll
do.
I'll start.
Yeah.
My M3 was also supposed to go to Radwood, and very last minute, it did not. That was literally like the night before. I was driving on my way to Andre's house, and I was like, well, this isn't happening. Because I put the new wheels and tires on, because my stock wheels and tires were just not drivable anymore. So I swapped it all on, got on the freeway, got 30 feet down the freeway, and the whole front end was just shaking. And the wheel shop forgot to balance one of the wheels and tires. So that was that. I couldn't get it rebalanced, so I had to skip the whole thing.
That sucks.
It was kind of annoying, because it's one of those things that's like, you know, it's an easy fix. But, like, it's now too late to go get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing you can do.
So. Was this a name brand shopped?
It was a local shop. It wasn't, like, one of the chains or anything. But
okay.
Yeah. I just think they forgot to balance the wheel or something like that. Or they just halfway through gave up. Because it had, like, a weight on it. And these were brand new wheels and tires. So it's not like they're misbalanced or, like, bent or anything like that. So, yeah, I don't know. That sucked. So my M3 didn't get to go.
How's Fiesta?
I don't know. I don't drive it too much. I mean, I daily drive it to work, but I work from home a lot, so I don't actually drive it all that much.
I hear that's the best way to own a Fiesta.
It's the only way to own my Fiesta. But yeah, so that's just sitting.
And what about your other sitting car?
Well, it's I don't know. We don't have enough time on this podcast to talk about the 2002.
No updates at all?
Nothing worth mentioning right now. When I have more info, then we can talk about it. I was going to say, though, on the M3, it's about to get a whole overhaul for the new year. So, new suspension, steering rack, gaskets, bushings. Kind of boring stuff, but necessary because...
Fixing that oil pan leak?
Yeah, sorry about your driveway preemptively.
No, you've already left your mark a few times.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, so the oil pan's leaking pretty bad. I got to put a new gasket there. But we're just going to overhaul it and make it, like, solid. It's not 100% right now. Speaking of not 100% BMWs, how's your E39, Andre?
I don't remember what the status was last time.
The motor was in the car.
Bad.
Oh, well, now the motor's out of the car, so it's worse. I've made the car worse.
Well, no, you've made it better because that wasn't going to last.
Well,
this is a step in the right direction.
What?
Shocker.
Are you guys trying to tell me that BMWs are not reliable?
The inline six ones are great.
This is the guy with oil dripping on the driveway right now.
It's a leak, not a timing chain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, it's getting a mild rebuild.
Which consists of what?
Every gasket from top to bottom and new rod bearings.
A gasket?
Literally from like oil pan to the valve covers.
Everything. Wait, so you are doing the head gasket now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. Whatever.
You kind of had to. Like, if you have it that far disassembled, you may as well put a fresh
head gasket on.
Head studs?
Those are like $600.
ARP.
They don't make them.
No, I found them.
Really?
Oh, did you?
Yeah. No. Remember, I was at your house. They were $600 though, and you're like, nah, screw that.
I thought they were like, oh no, that the rod bearing or the rod, the cap, the
main cap.
I'm having a stroke.
the
rod bolts were, the ARP ones were $200 something.
I found
those like readily available.
Yeah, I found head bolts. You just have to ship them from Europe, and they're $600.
Yeah, see, I'm not gonna do that.
But yeah, see, that's the problem. But you have a boosted V8, like.
But it's not.
But it might be worthwhile.
Would it though? I'm not gonna up the boost, so it doesn't matter.
Right now, you're not.
Why not?
Never. Because I don't do. That's not how I live.
He doesn't
my life.
Like fast cars.
But why?
Because it drives just fine the way it is.
Just right now, literally right now, it drives just fine.
It's the best it's ever driven.
He's just gonna leave it
on
like
the,
this.
On the car, on the dollies.
Silent is the one Uzi.
That's right.
Oh goodness.
Switch it to a one Uzi.
I picture Andre like took a Sawzall and cut the floor out underneath his driver's seat and is just like Flintstoning it around the neighborhood. Yeah. Like, ah, yeah. Making some supercharger sounds.
I'm just screaming out the window. Wait.
You just get a recording of like a Hellcat going down the road.
Yeah.
And they're perfect.
Yeah.
What's the timeline for getting that done?
How many? I got.
That's he's five. Counting his fingers.
Yeah. Years? I don't know. May.
Yep.
It starts as a couple weekends,
May
and it
2021.
Ends. And it ends in a couple years.
Yep.
No, hopefully, or the well, like realistically, I'd like to get it done before February.
Mm-hmm. What's in February?
Nothing. If I don't set a deadline, then I'll just literally never get it done.
That's fair.
But May what 23rd is Beamer Fest.
Oh yeah.
So before Beamer Fest.
So you're gonna forget so right, just to break down on the way there.
So I can drive it to Beamer Fest.
Right. That'll be fun.
That's the goal.
Mm.
So hopefully.
It's worth mentioning that like I think the rebuild will put a lot of life back into that car for you. Like, you'll be able to enjoy it worry-free. Because even, like, before you discovered that it needed time and chains, I feel like you were a little bit, like, anxious to drive it.
It was more the part where I found copper in the oil from the rod bearings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what did it in, because timing chains, that motor is always going to need timing chains. But it was the rod bearings that kind of, that did it in.
Yeah. It was interesting to me because, like, I felt like even when I rode with you, like, you wouldn't really get on it. You didn't really, like, being on it too much, which I get, but.
Well, it was also, like, a week old.
Right.
Like, I owned it for a week before.
I know. But, like, once you have it all so you know it's, like, solid, yeah. I think you'll have a lot more fun with that car.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be like, I did all this work. I'm not going over 25% throttle.
I'm never driving it again.
No, see, because that's not.
Evo 2.0.
Have you ever? You've never ridden with me when I had the Evo.
No, I did. It was quite conservative.
Well, clearly, then you've never ridden with me when I had the Evo.
Okay, so let's put a frame of reference though with conservative. That is coming from a guy who I watched do a donut in the middle of an intersection and then take off in another direction because it's a Tuesday afternoon. So, like, conservative, like,
right. Well,
for Drew,
okay.
Yes.
I guess.
I watched
conservative as in like I'm not trying to get arrested in the middle of an intersection, sure, but like I drove the shit out of that car.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, Drew, sure. I knew you for like a month and then we all went to the parking garage to take photos and you just started doing donuts in the corner of a parking garage, like on the fourth floor in your S2000.
You make that sound like it's a bad thing.
It was alarming, I'll tell you that much.
Why?
Because that S2000 was very loud. And I was like, well, we shouldn't be here anyways because the Gilbert cops constantly patrol. And then you're
no,
like,
that was in Mesa.
No, that was 100% in Gilbert. That was the downtown.
Yeah, it was Mexico.
Like, yeah. Right when it
Yeah. No, this is past the statute of limitations.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. This was years ago. Yeah, no, you were just, and it was like puking smoke out the side because of all the tire smoke. Like, you were doing donuts long enough for it to be like vomiting smoke over the edge.
That story makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well,
you think I haven't done anything like that in a while.
Now's the time. What'd you drive here?
Land Rover.
All right, let's go to the parking garage. Next week, we only have three hosts.
I'll be stuck.
No, you'll just be upside down. Although, I don't know.
Upside down.
Goodness, we kind of glossed over this because Nick took the 4Runner to Radwood. The single most terrifying thing happened to us. He did a U-turn, but just, I don't know, I guess thought he was in the Miata and punched it, and it pulled a full wheel off the ground to the point where I thought the 4Runner was about to roll over.
It was like a good foot and a half up off the ground.
Mm-hmm. And mind you, it's not like this car is a crazy long travel bro truck. This is just a slightly lifted 4Runner that he went a little too fast into the corner.
I love this story.
I'm not going to lie, though. How much laughter that occurred after that event.
I couldn't catch
my breath all the way to the gas station.
It was the type of laughter where you're like, I'm so glad I'm alive right now.
Yes, it was.
It was like I can feel my pulse, and like I just, you know, life seems so much richer because it almost ended right there.
It did make me slow down, like, freeway entry.
Significantly.
Significantly.
You weren't cutting the apex and like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that we dropped back that speed a little bit after that event, but also hilariously fun. I might have done it again since we've been back.
Of course.
The sensation's You'll find weird. Me in the middle of the intersection one day, just like, there he is.
Dude, I baby the heck out of that Land Rover.
You should see if you can get it on three
wheels.
Yeah,
because if you...
No, I don't want
if
to.
If you don't, it'll break down.
Exactly.
That's been pretty reliable so far, right?
Yeah. Knock on wood.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Is that the one that drops the cylinder walls into the...
No, this is the year before that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
02 and 03s are the dangerous ones.
Wow, okay.
They make real fun noise. I test drove one that had that. The guy was trying to sell it for like $1,500 in Tucson and had a roof rack and some cool upgrades. I'm like, cool. Like, you know, and swore up and down that it was just rock solid. And that's why I went down there to buy the ZHP, which guy had zero contact information. I just showed up at his house. He put his address on Craigslist. I'm like, okay.
Idiot.
Yeah. So I showed up. there might have been a note on the car saying, hey, I'd really like to buy this car. And I might have taken that off before I negotiated. But
nice.
You know, yeah.
So someone else stopped by but didn't want to bother him?
Yeah, or couldn't find him. But, you know, I was a little persistent and got it.
Nice. Well, the
replaced
the
clutch and everything, and yeah. So I went and test drove this Land Rover too while I was down there, and yeah, I got maybe up to 25, 35 miles per hour. I'm like, this is the scariest thing I've ever driven in my life. It was just shaking like death wobbles, and I was like, dude, you said this thing was good. He's like, no, it's good, man. It just needs a couple things. I'm like, a couple things, like a new Land Rover. I'm like, dude, I'm not even gonna insult you. Like, I wouldn't even give you $100 for this, even though it has a roof rack. Like, it's not worth my time. And he's like, dude, come on, I'll do like $700. I'm like, that's $700 too much.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be honest with people. This is, you know, this will kill someone.
Right. Well, it's a good thing that like that wasn't the only thing that you went down there for, because what a pain would that be.
Yeah, and also left a letter, which I need to do again here pretty soon.
What?
Or that 71911.
So, well, you already have a Porsche. You don't need two.
No, I need three.
He's got a Volkswagen.
You already have an air-cooled.
Porsche wagon.
Porsche wagon.
Mom, can we get a 911? 911 at home. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry, Drew. That thing looks cool. I was telling him when we stopped to get all of our recording equipment today, it was time. Like, going down the road, it's kind of cool to see. Cause
Well,
no, it's... I like
for
it.
Those listening who hasn't seen Drew's Porsche 912, it's 50 Shades of Respray.
Somebody actually mentioned it looked like Boba Fett's helmet. I'm like, that's pretty accurate.
That's good timing, given all the Star Wars hype right now.
You should tell him you did that on purpose.
I just wrote back. I'm like, this is the way.
Yeah, but you started stripping all the paint off that. I think we talked about it last night, yeah. Right? Yeah. And I don't know. It just it looks very like you dragged it out of whatever and just started like driving it, which is kind of true.
Kind of true, yeah.
But like the look is just like you found somebody. The
interior's trash. I mean, like everything's trash.
Yeah, but it looks kind of cool going down the road. I like it. Cool. Yeah. Could use some BBS RSs, but you know.
Yeah, I don't think
it's busy. Great, another Ready 30 in Style 5s. How original.
But have you ever seen those wheels?
They're good looking wheels, Andre.
I should actually just sell those wheels and put it back in the car. My update on my car is going to be doing suspension on there. And I think I have a background.
Yeah.
So my battery's not charging. And I don't know. I'm going to look into some engine tints because I think my engine's overheating as well. But that requires a working temperature gauge to know. I might also look into that over the next week because I got the next week off.
The 60s.
So we might wire the car, right?
Might do that too, yeah. Oh, by the way, so Nick came over and helped me out with my taillights. Yeah, the turn signal's working. Reverse lights, not working. But so the turn signals were working great until you tried turning on the lights, and then they don't work. So
that's as intended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
51 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
My car's a boomer.
It's, yeah.
Fitting. Yeah. Yeah. Fitting for the owner.
Same.
Yeah. Other than that, Mercedes is still for sale. Still getting lowballed at like $2,000. And
I'll give you 1900. Right now.
Yeah.
I will literally give you $1,900 right now.
No.
Okay. Well, it was worth a shot.
Mm-hmm. We tried. Cold, that's it, right? Cash. It's a ZHP. Your daily driver, yeah. ZHP.
I think we're going to sell that too. I'm done, dude. I just want the Porsche and the Land Rover and not deal with anything else.
Objectively,
I'm so sick as shit, dude.
Your two most beat up cars. By a long mile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, no. The ZHP is kind of cool, but like, I don't know. I'm cheap, and when insurance comes around, I get so frustrated.
Right.
And because it is a ZHP, they charge me a lot more for even just liability on there. So I'm just I'm just like whatever. I'm
done
with it.
Have you considered telling them it's just a 330i?
No, they have the VIN.
You can't.
They know it's a special car.
You just can't. You can't bring yourself not to mention it's a ZHP.
Like, actually,
you could say it's a 330i.
I was on the phone and I was telling him like, yeah, it's just 330i and runs a VIN. He's like, this is an M3 light, and I'm like, well, it is lighter than M3.
They did not say that.
No, that did not happen.
I was gonna say no.
The girl on the phone at the insurance company is like, some dude can't afford a much newer car.
I'm sorry. All I'm imagining is like when you went to insure the Lancer, the Evo, and they were like, I don't know what an Evo is. It's a Lancer. I'm like going, it's a ZHP. Sir, that's not a designation. Right, yeah. It's a 330i.
Hey, guys, I just want you to know that there was only like 267 of mine made in a coupe that were ZHP with white interior or with white exterior and the Alcantara.
On a Tuesday.
Interior.
Like, I mean, this is
pretty special car. I just, it's special.
You're that guy who like takes the car to Barrett Jackson and puts that all onto the slip and be like, I'm going to get big money for this. And then it goes for like $2,500.
I don't think anything's ever gone for $2,500.
I don't know. My point is like next to nothing.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
What has gone for $2,500?
You have to look at day one that they don't televise.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
We should go to Barrett Jackson.
Those
again
are the days I watch. You can stream it from there because that makes me feel there's hope.
So speaking of hope, that's not enough. That's enough about my project car.
Well, we got like 15 minutes left in the podcast. It's all Nick's.
Going to the Miata man himself.
Yeah. Updates. Let's go through the quick updates. Mini Cooper will be out of here this upcoming week.
Did we discuss what happened to Mini Cooper?
Yeah. It's mixed some oil and some coolant, but it starts.
What year is that?
2013.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you should case swap it.
I'm just going to let it go.
I am so sorry to our listeners for that.
Oh, it's it's all over me.
So now it's The Mini's going to finally be gone. I was working with our friend Josh as I was unloading some big old axles with him. He gave me some good ideas on how to get rid of the vehicle. So ended up doing that as we hammer that out. The next thing that we're going to go ahead and do is...
I apologize.
One moment as we adjust.
The strangest thing, Drew has left the podcast studio inexplicably.
So let's talk about how the ZHP isn't a car.
He just got up and left, so we can't end this now.
No, we can't at all. But no, I guess I'll keep going through updates while Drew is away, probably shitting his brains out.
At least he didn't do that in here.
Exactly. Now, so with that, the Mini is going to be on its way out, which is nice. It's going to open up the door for our space in the garage. The 4Runner ran all the way to Cali and back very smoothly.
Yeah.
As it should have,
because it's Toyota. And then that's going to be kind of hanging out, that being the daily driver. I had some really cool ideas with the guys here about what to do with it, make it long travel, really cool, awesome, three-wheel on purpose. But going to hold back because as a wise man that owns a Lexus LS400 told me, make sure, Mr. Andre...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Matt Farah.
Nothing wise about me.
No, there was. It was on the one of the trips back from Cali of make sure your daily driver, you do everything you can to get to work in it every single day.
I guess that's an important part.
That's an important part. So yeah, it's
But if you work from home,
yeah,
it doesn't need to be reliable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This man. So that one's gonna be kind of hanging around as a bit, maybe some crazy project down the road, and then. And then we have the Miata. So last I left off, I was very optimistic and sarcastic about the car running.
Some would even say cocky.
Some might even say arrogant or cocky. That has completely blown up dramatically in my face. So iterations that have came in.
Are you talking about the bottom end or?
No,
the Miata. What?
Bad joke.
Okay. Oh, the bottom end? I don't know. We'll get there.
You said blown up some way, you know.
That's the Mini, or the first motor on the Miata. trust me, guys, I'm not that bad with cars. It just sounds like it on the podcast.
You just had real bad luck with Miatas.
We're actually all failures when it comes to cars.
This is true. Super fail cast. Super car fail cast.
The Evo was pretty good.
Okay.
Parents, if you're listening and your kids want to start building cars, just have them... listen to this.
Stick with Legos.
The Evo was good, but it was also broken for 6 months because you tore the downpipe off.
But that was my fault. Like, the car didn't do anything.
Oh, no. All of mine are predominantly my fault, too. No, not this car. I literally tried
and
to
also,
do
it. Also, it would have been down for, like, 2 days if I would have just ordered the parts. I just didn't order the parts.
So we're not good with cars. That was the point.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Anyway, let's let Nick.
Back to the update.
I went ahead, took it to tuning, got the car back from the detail shop, looked amazing, was pretty stoked about it. Went ahead and took it to the tuning shop. By the time I got there, it was only running on 3 cylinders. So injector died. Now those were 330s, and unfortunately they were 40 millimeters long, so they're just not an easy replacement. So tuning was shut down on that Monday. Got towed by my favorite towing company in the valley on the way home that night. He's so good, he dropped me off in the garage backwards into a spot, so good on him. Then
you should ask him if he wants to be a sponsor.
I don't think he does.
Not doubtful.
The man, his tow truck is like hauling around P1s and like one-off Ferraris and Nick's Miata.
Yeah, basically.
So
got new injectors, injector dynamics. So the funny part about that is we went from 330cc to 1050. So a little bit of an increase in fuel sizing. Got the car running before Radwood. So hammered out, got the car running again before Radwood, running on all 4 cylinders, was running pretty good. Drove it over to the tuning shop again. TPS issues, kept jumping around all over the place, which is critical with ITBs because you're tuning by throttle. So... they went to work through, thought they fixed the TPS, ended up putting a brand new ECU in this thing. So I'm going from Mega Squirt to Link, and then thought I was picking up the car yesterday. Turns out not to be the case. We are now hopefully picking it up Hopefully soon, more TPS issues after it heat soaks, so they're trying to figure out what's going on with it. So the car has kind of been out of my hands. This is going to be the fourth Monday it's been out of my hands in a row, 3 weeks there at the shop. So not been going well.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is coming to an end very soon. I know my my bank account as well as my sanity could use the break from it, so we'll see what's going on there. Other issues, we were thinking it's low on power, but we got to determine if that was wheel horsepower or crank power that was given to me, and or if it's just because of the tune with the TPS causing problems and it needs to have a secondary tune with it. So that's the project updates. Not the best of news. Lots of excitement and sadness in a single day yesterday, but hey, we're going to see what happens out of it. Hopefully when it's done, and then I can start looking at other projects because I have a problem with doing nothing or having simple projects. I look at crazy things like, let's build a Mark II with a VR6.
Think you should just case swap the Mini you have.
But the problem is, like, that's not going to be turbo. That's not going to be like a dailyable car.
Sure it is.
Like with all the CAN bus stuff and like getting AC working. And, no,
that's
no way.
Doable.
It's going to take
totally
years.
Doable.
No,
no way.
I'd rather throw that in a classic Mini.
Yeah.
Just you can case swap a classic Mini too, but
it's a bigger, it's a harder fit though than like B16.
Yeah, it is.
I think B16A would be like choice.
B16, yeah, I gotta tag you for the Honda knowledge because I've got zero knowledge of that. D series is really small. I saw
step one for any VTEC Mini swap is cut off the frame rails.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I did want to say you're in our thoughts and prayers, and
thank you.
You should definitely. What was it they texted you about your motor? What was the question?
Oh, if it was a junkyard motor. So that's a
tactful.
That was
it blows my mind, and without naming names of the shop, it blows my mind that they would look at Nick's Miata. For those who haven't seen it, like every nut and bolt has been restored. It's the most ridiculous thing.
It's
immaculate
ever.
Inside and out. And they look at it, all of this effort, and they're like, yeah, this dude probably just slapped in a broken junkyard motor.
Did you find this motor on the side of the road?
Oh yeah, it's a yeah. So we'll see what happens out of it. If worst push comes to shove, let's say I go very worst case scenario here.
We're throwing hands.
No, not even throwing hands. If push comes to shove and that motor ended up tanking itself, we're gonna probably take a break a moment. Reconvene in a few months afterwards.
I'll find another shop too.
Hey, yeah. we can stuff the Miata into the 540 and throw them away together.
No, so the thing is, I'd have to put the 540
motor in your car.
I'd have to wait a few months anyways because you have all my stuff to take the motor out.
crap. There's your motivation.
Wow.
No. My motivation is you to keep it as long as you need. So that's the project updates. Hopefully the next time I go ahead and touch base on it, I get to say how awesome running an ITB Miata is. Because for the brief moments that I have been driving it, it's been the best experience, like, ever.
Oh, on the plus side, if it is the motor, then who gives a shit and just run it until the motor pops?
Well, if it's not making any power.
It's making 100.
That's Miata power. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's like...
I don't know.
But I mean, like, you know, like at that point, if it is something wrong with bottom end,
just blow the tires off until you send a rod out the block.
but the mess it would make in that engine bay.
Just spray it off with a pressure washer.
Oh yeah, Nick, just spray it off.
Spray that carbon fiber brake booster off with some pressure washer, and it will
be fine. Put some plastic bags in the carbon fiber stuff. Run until the throw a rod.
I've just got baggies over the nice stuff.
The amount of fun and mental relief you'll have just completely grenading a motor will. I think it'll be great for your sanity and long-term health, mental health.
Yeah, you're not wrong on that. You're not wrong on that at all. So no,
if you know what's going, like just.
Yeah, we hope not, because it's been Oliver sent me a great video this week about an E30 that had an S54 in it, about the guy forgetting what the car was like after it's been on jack stands for 2 years, and that resonated with me. So it's
that's where I'm at with the 2002.
You question your life decisions daily. So
it's only been a year.
Yeah, this year I effectively didn't own the car because it spent more time not in my possession. Like it was gone for 9 months. So for most of the year, it wasn't even like I owned a Miata, not a 2002. So,
that's true.
Yeah, I'm in the same place, but I don't know. I think give it another week or two.
Yeah.
Or maybe another tuner, you know, just someone who's more familiar with like ITBs and
understands how to tune for that sort of thing.
Exactly. I'm trying to find the photo of the last time the Miata ran to give you a better perspective of the project.
Beamerfest is the last time it ran.
Which year?
3 years ago.
Was it 3 years ago?
Was it three?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was two. Oh, yeah.
That was three, four.
Yeah. 2020 will be three.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
I remember when we went over to Nick's for Christmas lights, and the Miata was broken in the garage, and there was a ton of dust on it. And drew a certain shape on the paint, and you about lost your shit on it.
Wait, no, didn't he write balls?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was
B-A-W-L-Z.
B-A-W-L-Z.
Yeah. Don't you know you're not supposed to do that on paint? I was like, dude, you don't do that on paint. That's not cool, dude.
Thank God
it was pre-respray.
Yeah, it was. It's just me and paint. You'll notice that. That's my biggest pet peeve. I'll see at shows of like people just going to lean on paint, put their hands on it, lean against cars. Or like, I don't understand people's obsession with rubbing their hands on paint. Yeah. Like that noise. Yeah, terrible. That's what it sounds like to me when you're rubbing on somebody's car paint. But I think that just comes from detailing. But altogether, not too bad. I mean,
hey, you get there.
We'll get there.
I would say give it another couple weeks. And if you have to go to another tuner, that's not the end of the world. It's a pain in the ass. But like, yeah. I mean, at least it'll be squared away. What's another 2 or 3 weeks in the context of a 2 year build?
What's another $2,000 or $3,000 in the context?
Yeah, that's
of...
more of a...
Well, yeah, no, sure, money sucks, but I'm talking about the time-wise.
Yeah. And it looks like 2016, so, you know, coming up on 4 years.
Yep.
Sick.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, you're golden, but, I mean, altogether, pretty eventful few weeks, so... And yeah. We'll have more updates as we come with the next podcast.
Yeah. So, before we get going, this will probably be the last podcast of the year.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, do we want to kind of look back in our decade of cars and talk about?
Yeah. Okay.
Some of the ones we'd like.
Because I made a post on Instagram about this, right?
And I was like, man, that's so much more effort than I ever want to do for Instagram.
For you, it might be literally impossible because I think over the last 10 years, you've owned 472 cars.
It'd be
when
impossible.
You do it for the gram, and that's all you do it for.
I wouldn't be able to put enough in my collage.
I'll tell you what. My highlight in the last decade is the 2002 for sure. I think that's kind of a dream come true to own that car. But I think the best purchase that I made was my E36 in terms of like money well spent, because it's a well running driving car. Like, I mean, it's got some oil leaks and stuff like that because it's, you know, it's a 20 plus year old car. But
it's a BMW.
Yeah, that too.
My 20-plus-year-old car doesn't have any oil leaks.
Yeah. My, so there's
that.
It's
got no oil on it?
The Lexus.
No. Oh. I thought you were referencing that.
I just want to throw it out there. When your starter goes bad, I'm going to
When that Lexus leaves me stranded somewhere, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
I'm going to record a solo podcast, an hour long, called The Starter Failure Special. And I'm going to call in special Lexus tech guests and just have them like, yeah, this is a common thing. That was bound to happen any day. It's just going to be live streamed. And I just, you know.
I'm waiting for the lock actuators to go out.
There you go.
Not a thing. Well, I guess maybe it's
that. I have a buddy with one and like three of his are out. Well, they're like $490 a pop.
Does he have a bowl cut?
Lord Farquhar, back at it again.
Oh, goodness.
So other than the 2002,
the 2002 by far one of my best. I posted all my cars on my personal Instagram page, like that I had in the last decade.
Favorite car you drove in the last decade?
Like just outside of what I owned. I don't know. I mean, there's probably the 2002, but
roundy is life.
No, you're black 2002.
I do miss that car.
Yeah, so Drew had a black 2002 Roundy, and like driving that kind of, that's what made me want to get a 2002. I still wish you kept that thing. I would buy it.
That's probably the only car I really regret selling. Yeah.
So like that one was probably the favorite I drove, and I didn't even drive it
that
long.
That was special.
Yeah, the thing was good. I don't know, beyond that, like I can't think of any other crazy highlights. Josh's Evo 9, driving that was kind of I don't know, mind-altering? Because, like, it was so sharp and so much fun. Like, I don't know. I really enjoyed driving that thing.
Did you drive his Evo 10?
I've drove his Evo 10. The Evo 10's good, but Evo 9's, no offense, better.
Mm.
It's just more, it's like, it's lighter, and his was faster. Mm. So.
Was it, though?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Did you guys ever race?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Josh's Evo was faster.
I knew this would happen.
But Dino says... So those were some highlights. Yeah, our friend Josh had a Minty Evo 9 Overland AZ. Check out his YouTube channel. He's on the Jeeps now, but...
What about you, Andre?
Personal cars that I've owned? I mean, the Evo is definitely the best value for a car.
Yeah.
As far as, like, length of time owned.
Yeah, but what was your favorite...
Favorite
car over the last decade you owned? Or a couple of them. I'm going to list a couple.
I mean, the LS400 is definitely...
your most recent.
Yeah, that's the most recent, but it's also, like, legitimately the nicest car I've ever owned.
It's just so boring.
Yeah, but he likes it.
Welcome to my life.
You are a simple man.
My Mark III, I don't know why it was a pile of shit. It was stupid, and it's a Mark III, but it was... That one sticks in my head. I really like that car.
Volvo?
The Volvo. I like the Mark III because I guess it was more, like, there was more done to it.
Mm.
It was further along in the process than the Volvo ever got to. That's about all. Yeah.
So you owned.
Yeah. Well, what was your favorite car you drove? That you didn't have to own.
I was trying to think. I don't really drive anybody else's car. Really?
You drove my Mark II.
Yeah.
You raved about that, which I still to this day don't understand why.
It
was horrible.
It was awesome.
My worst car, as voted by you guys previous podcast, his best driven.
No.
Yeah.
It's not my best driven.
Well,
but
then, what
ever.
Was? The Vet.
I got to drive that thing once to the gas station.
It was a fun ride.
He had his seat in, so I couldn't fit.
Mm.
So I was like wedged sideways in the race bucket.
Yeah. So for reference, it was a C5 Z06.
Yeah, with a
straight pipes.
Yeah, with like a fixed back race bucket that was meant for like a 170-pound person, and I am significantly more than that.
A little thick.
Two C's.
Thick.
So I did not fit well, thus making the ride kind of miserable.
But you had fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I don't know.
Actually, I was going to say, I drove that too, and I had so much fun that you like tried to shut down my fun.
Well, yeah, because it was in my neighborhood at like 11 o'clock at night.
It was like 2 in the morning.
Or 2 in the morning, even that's even worse.
I was like, just doing full pulls in his neighborhood with his straight pipe Z06 at like 2 a.m. And he like got to the point where he was like in front of me in the Evo, like coming to a full stop. So like I couldn't drive anymore. I was like, stop it, stop it. This is fun.
Okay, yeah, but I still have to live here, so.
Yeah. But you don't anymore.
That's true.
So like you could have let me have my fun.
Well, that was before I knew I was moving.
Well, you knew at some point.
Hmm.
I was hoping... Never mind. surprisingly, I went Michael's M3. That was a fun car.
E92?
Yeah, the E92 M3. Like, if you actually push that car to where it had power, that was a fun car to drive.
I don't know. I never got to see that. So
that's good.
I drove it once.
That was pre-me. So. All right, Drew. You go.
I got a lot.
Just keep it to two cars.
Oh, no.
That you owned. You can't count all the flippers.
No. But, I mean, like, a couple like...
I'll give you three.
Is there a distinction between the flippers and cars he's owned?
Yeah.
Is there?
It's like S2000 is not a flipper.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure it's being flipped right now.
Well, no, he owned it for long enough.
Yeah, I owned that thing for, like, I think I'm on year 6.
Dang.
It's a long time, man.
It's the long con.
You have
He's
lost,
going for the long con.
You have lost your ass on this flip.
Actually, no. Believe it or not, I'm going to make money on this, which is crazy. Like, they're just skyrocketing in value. I can't believe it.
I don't understand why.
Hey, guys, it has a built head.
Yes. Adult-driven. But never raced.
Adult that was driven. A different
transmission never blown up.
That was a different Drew who was doing donuts in the intersection in S2000.
I really enjoyed my 01 Prelude SH. That was a pretty cool car. It was really kind of what got me back into the car scene. And I apologize. I have the worst allergies right now. But I really liked that. It was like lowered on a tan suspension and did wheels and terrible engine mods, and yeah, it was a good car. And then,
is that this decade?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Wow,
this is the beginning of it. I got that right when I met my wife. And then, dang it. And then obviously the S2000. I mean, that's just been awesome for a long time. It's, you know, it was turboed and had a lot of good memories in that.
Sure.
And then
catching fire on the way to Payson.
Yeah. No, it was a good driver.
It was a good time.
Yeah. No, it was a good memory.
Yeah. As far as like car that I regret selling, I regret selling that black 2002. That was cool.
Me too.
Favorite car that I've driven, probably the 930 Turbo. That thing's so damn rowdy. Just the way that it felt and the way everything was like super tight. And that's
that
pretty much the
scary.
Ultimate.
I don't know. I think everyone here has ridden it. Did you ever ride in it? Oh. It's terrifying. Like, it picks up once it's on boost.
Yeah. Oh, it goes.
It's a death machine.
I never turned it up full boost either. I was scared. Mm-hmm. It's the only car that's actually like really, really scared me.
It's, I mean, legitimately scary, you know? That's,
in a different way. Like, I've been scared driving cars. Like, someone let me drive their RWB in like a 458, and I was scared just because, like,
it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, that's like you're like nervous driving that because you're like, oh man, like, I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah,
I mean, like, the 930 is like, this will kill me. This is trying to kill me every second of this car
because the margin of error driving that thing is so slim.
Yeah.
It's like if you mess up one thing, you are sending it into a wall and you are dead. Like,
party
100%.
Mode off, party mode on,
right?
But yeah, crazy. I looked down, so hopefully nobody
allegedly in Mexico.
Yeah. In Mexico, we were driving back from Cuernavaca, and I saw, I think, Nick and Oliver, and I just jammed on this thing.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And the speedometer, I'd only get to see like up to about 90, and then it went behind the steering wheel because of where I was sitting, and right when I let off the gas and like full throttle pull in fourth gear, I scoot my head down. I'm going like a buck 40. I'm like, holy smokes. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was like that. It was crazy.
Yeah. It's cause it's rear. It's got, you know, so much traction that the amount of power it's putting down, it doesn't spin. It is just hooks and goes.
Yeah. So that's definitely that's my favorite car I drove of the decade.
Cool. All right, Nick, you're up.
I've realized as you guys talk, I don't buy that many cars.
No, you don't.
I've had the Miata for the better half of a decade. Literally, when I look at my vehicles over the last decade, I've owned an Optima, a Lancer, two Miatas.
So the Miata's the best.
The Miata is the best.
He had that teal Miata too, though. Thing was cool.
I
was rooting for Optima.
Well,
you don't secretly know that one.
Secretly, it's the best.
Really, it's Bertha there. Yeah. The blue Miata was mint. I missed selling that car, and then I got totaled. But I do have the blue paint I found in the garage, so that was a nice little nod to it this weekend when last weekend cleaning. But the best car I've owned, yeah, it's probably going to be my Miata. The best moment driving it was the brief moment I drove it with ITBs. That was awesome. Mm. That was
a good moment.
That was a good moment. Dylan was in the car in that one. You were in another time in it. That was great.
Yeah.
Best car though, outside of what I've owned that I've driven. It's kind of really tough to think about. Like, I don't really drive that many people's vehicles. That being said,
M20 swap 2002.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Andre threw me the keys to his Evo 10 briefly after knowing me.
I don't remember that.
You did for me too.
You had just gotten the Evo 10.
Hey, you let me drive it too.
You let me drive.
I remember letting you drive it.
You
went into reverse and stalled it at an intersection.
me and Ahmad took it to Walgreens, and I stalled it. In panic because it was the push start and I couldn't get the car so no, that was a lot of fun to drive. No, your M20 2002 was fun. I guess I don't really have a specific favorite outside. I would say for sheer fun in a brief amount of time driving Dylan Z06, like that brief moment of V8 glory going to the gas station and then how I exited the gas station. It was magnificent. Balsa wood, leaf spring, everything, glory. We were on it. I don't really have, as I think about this, a really exciting stable of cars.
We got to get you driving more things.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
What's the other exciting part? I drove a 4Runner.
Did you ever drive the M3?
The E92?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've driven it. I was an immediate asshole in it. Immediately cut somebody off and earned my badge.
That's the BMW way.
It changes you.
It was good. Love that car. That car is like a great comfy driver kind of thing, but it was like, it's one of those things. It's like nothing really stood out. It's like, oh man, this is glorious. So
I think it got a little too fat.
If you get it up into like the 7,000 RPM rate.
Oh no, I'm like too afraid. I know. Oh.
That's when
not...
that car opens up and it becomes a fun car. Like
I was like 4. Like,
yeah, so you just gotta
I don't want to drive other people's vehicles hard, really. So
I have no problem doing that. If somebody throws me the keys, it's go time.
Yeah,
mental
note mated.
Yep.
You already knew this.
Stroke too.
And why are you mating with mental notes?
Does anybody else smell pancakes? Oh. No, so yeah, we'll try driving some more this upcoming decade.
Yeah, well, there's your New Year's resolution. We'll get you in to a whole bunch of different cars.
More vehicles.
If we ever end up fixing any of our broken cars, we'll let you drive them.
Coming with a non-broken car. I won't confirm whether or not that's a Miata or another vehicle I acquired that's not broken instead.
Does anyone want to record back-to-back podcasts right after this? Record episode 3?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So his car's still broken?
Right.
Oh.
All right, guys. All right. Let's wrap it up there, but thanks for joining us. There's no set schedule, but we'll definitely come back to you guys after the new year. I know people have a lot of holiday plans, so till then, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Yeah. Just cover the whole gambit, and thanks for listening.